you've reached the right place. A destination called soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and this is Professor T Love coming at you here once again on a Friday, giving you some classic soul and new R&B music. And just to hit you up, this was a single that was on the 1968 album called Lady Soul for Miss Aretha Franklin. And the guitarist who you heard that was playing his heart out was the young, at that time, Mr. Eric Clapton, delivering the goods on this Aretha Franklin classic. And you know, this single was released on January 1968 on Aretha Franklin's Lady Soul album, and the other musicians that were on this track was Spooner Oldham on organ, Tommy Cockbill on bass, and Roger Hawkins on drums, and of course the legendary late great King Curtis playing on the saxophone. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and I'm back, y'all, giving you some fresh music here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, we're gonna play you a classic from Mr. Lou Raglan talking about Understand Each Other. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Time is not the answer for people in the world today to misuse your brother. I know it's wrong. There's got to be a better way. If I had the power, there's nothing I wouldn't do to have you understand me, baby, like I understand you. Whoa. Communication lost in a crowded town. He's lost in a ball of confusion, caught between, baby, the sky and the ground. It makes no difference whether he is like me or you. We're in this world together, baby. Help me, and I'll help you.
Understand.
Yeah. To understand each other.
You some classic soul from Cleveland's own Lou Raglan talking about Understand Each Other. And you know, Lou Raglan, you know, he knew Edwin Starr. In fact, you know, it was in Cleveland that Lou Raglan met and befriended Edwin Starr in 1964. And you know, it was at that time that Edwin Starr had moved on to Detroit to work on the Golden World Rick Tick label, and where he got his success. But, you know, Lou Ragland had got a deal with Bell Records, and in 1967, he released on the Amy's subsidiary, I Travel Alone, and on the flip side was Big Wheel. You know, and even though that record did not make an impact it deserved, it became popular in England. And in 1968, Lou Ragland formed Saru Label, became the label's vice president. And although with Saru, Lou released his next single, On the Way Out. And then his first album came in 1971, Lou Ragland and Hot Chocolate on the Coco Cleveland Records label. And in 1973, he landed a major deal with Warner Brothers and enjoyed national distribution with the single Since You Said You'd Be Mine, I Didn't Mean to Leave You Alone. But, you know, this song is a hot smoker from 1974 called Understand Each Other. And this is A Bowl of Soul, bringing you some classic soul and new music here. Just lighten it up for you, baby. And coming up next, we're going to bring you a funk smoker from yours truly, the legendary Miss Etta James. Whew! You know, this song was hot. You Can Leave Your Hat On. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there. This is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. We'll be right back.
give it up, y'all. Giving you some soul, baby. Put that funk in it. Ha, come on. Woo! All right. Giving it to you. Scrambled eggs, fried bacon, grease. You got it, baby. Spanish grease, you got it. Keep, you can leave that hat on, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, giving you some funk from the legendary late great Miss Etta James, giving up her funk bone, baby, on 1973. You know, this song was written by Randy Newman. You know, the one that did, I don't know, some of y'all young out here might not know Randy Newman, but he is a legendary songwriter. And I remember this song that he wrote, Short People, Got No Reason. But anyway, he wrote this jam, which was originally sung by Joe Cocker. But I'm telling you, anytime Etta James touches something, you know it turns to gold. And this is A Bowl of Soul. We're going to keep it going with the funk, baby. We're going back to the 1980s. And I don't know if you heard of this group called One Way with Al Hudson. But this group, they were smoking back in the days. Giving you some trunk funk. You know, lowrider trunk funk. Talking about Cutie Pie. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Kelly. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Professor T. Love.
You're listening to A Bowl of
Cutie Pie.
sweetie pie. You're the girl who makes me feel so good. Giving you some of that trunk funk. Ha! Cutie Pie, which is a song performed by One Way, and it was a second single off of their album called Who's Fooling Who? And that single was number 4 on the R&B singles chart in 1982, and it was number 29 on the Hot Dance Music Club Play singles on the Billboard charts, and number 61 on the Billboard Hot 100. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, got to give you some of my man, the legendary, late great Mr. Rick James, talking about ghetto life. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Corners, singing with the fellas, looking.
All right, giving you some of that funk from the legendary Mr. Rick James off of the 1981 album, Street Songs. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Never mind at all. wish, hey, yeah. Wish I didn't care.
Wow. Sound like I'm hearing Minnie Riperton in the back. You know, that's some new R&B. And, you know, let me tell you, I have been floored by the hot new R&B music that is just, that's coming out. That's, whoo. I mean, for the past few years, R&B has just been hitting home runs. And you definitely need to check out Miss Ari Lennox Whipped Cream. She is a Washington, D.C. native singer-songwriter. And she is signed to J. Cole's Dreamville Records. And, you know, make sure you support Miss Ari Lennox talking about whipped cream. That must have been a sweet past love that she is dreaming about. Make sure you support Ari Lennox by going to iTunes and definitely purchasing this single, because this is really a hot single for 2018. Whipped cream, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T Love coming at you here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. Make sure you tune in 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, by going to www.prn.fm, and make sure you will catch this podcast also on abowlofsoul.com, and you'll also be able to hear A Bowl of Soul, A Mixed Stew of Soul Music on iHeartRadio, as well as on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and of course, live365.com, where you get 24 hours of soul 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. I want to give a shout out to Live365, who just recently did an artist spotlight on my show, A Bowl of Soul, A Mixed Stew of Soul Music. Coming up next, we got some new music from a young lady that reached out to me. She said, please, can you please just play my song on your podcast, your show? And she, this song is a smoker. It's called Avec Moi from Angèle featuring Phil Moore. I'm going to play this for you, baby. You're going to groove to this. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jive York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Love, I'm kinda gone. I know you used to linking up anytime you want. You wanna come through and kick it where it's popping off. Hop in the ride and tell the driver where to drop you off. Be careful when you sip, you know it's kinda strong. Tradition in my culture, I'm the connoisseur. Young garçon, certified lajon. If I lay you on my cob, I guarantee you'll be connoisseur. It's Mr. Creme Lecour. Hey, je dors la femme noire. Hey. Not only just one flavor, girl, there's plenty more. So if I say that cocoa's sweet in a metaphor,
you got me going wild. You got me feeling wild. I know you're the truth, baby.
All right, you know what? That is on fire. You know, Miss Angel is a recording artist, singer-songwriter out of Brooklyn, New York. And she grew up in a musical family, and she was always encouraged to follow her dream and aspire to great things in life as well as in music. And by the time Angel was 5 years of age, she knew that singing was what she wanted to do. And by the age of 10, she was writing her own music. Her biggest influence might have been her father, who believed in her dream from the time she was a little girl. And not least of all, two of her uncles enjoyed great commercial success in Haitian music, a legacy she is determined to carry on. You know, she has won several awards for her songwriting abilities, starting in high school with the Grammy Day competition, and more recently, making it to the semifinals in the Song of the Year 2013 contest for her original song, Why, inspired by the iconic voices of Whitney Houston and Aretha Franklin. Angel is channeling her voice in all ways possible. So make sure you support Miss Angel, who reached out to me. And I'm loving this song. You know, she said she was inspired, you know, by Patti LaBelle with, you know, the song, you know, Lady Marmalade. You know what I'm saying? Where it has the French words in it. You know what? And this song is hot. This is a smoker. So make sure you support Miss Angel by definitely going to her YouTube page, which is Angel Music, A-N-G-E-L-L-E Music. You can check her out on SoundCloud.com/official_Angel, ANGELLE.com. And you can also check her out on her webpage, www.angelmusic.com. Listen, R&B is definitely not dead. And she has another single called Netflix and Chill, and which I'm definitely going to check that out. But you support Miss Angel, hailing from Brooklyn, New York. And coming up next, we got some new music from Erica Kane, talking about chains. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Now the pain hurts more than anything I've ever known.
I remember from back, she had Because I Love You, which was a hot R&B smoker. You know, Erica Kane is represented by Rafael Blanco of 2R's Entertainment and Media PR. And, you know, this is a new chart-topping single from singer-songwriter-producer Miss Erica Kane. This single, Change, was written and produced by herself, Lou Humphrey, and Jasmine Joyner. And definitely you must check out Miss Erica Kane. You can check her out on SoundCloud.com. Just look for Erica, A-R-I-K-A, Kane, K-A-N-E, definitely. And you know, she's known as the VH1 songstress. And she's had over 80 synchronization placements, meaning her music has been placed within this Viacom network on various shows that include VH1, BET, and MTV, with multiple features on shows like Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives, Single Ladies, and definitely Erica Kane scored two major theme songs on television with her song Make It that you heard on VH1's TV series Hollywood Exes and Atlanta Exes. And this is A Bowl of Soul giving you some new R&B for 2018. And coming up next, we got another smoking R&B, hot R&B jam, new from Mr. Antonio Ramsey, talking about Rituals. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
We used to be riding in my drop top, you up in your crop top, shining while we running through the hood. I used to be the bully in your bedroom, fighting like we post to the shit that all your homegirls wish I would. I'm not gonna lie, I'm kinda lonely as I sit in the shadows of the things that we once did. You pulled a fast one on me as you wrecked it up in front of all our friends. Okay, let me borrow your time with the thoughts of my mind, but we both already know that you win. Gotta get this off my chest, where should I begin? What do you feel when he holds you? Does he caress you the same? When you get to the point of your climax, do you still call out my name? What happened to our rituals? Hiding the sheets, making love while your eyes on me. What happened to our rituals? Shoot a morning text, you don't hit a nigga back till 3. What happened to our rituals? Over and over and never tired of the same old thing. You can never leave me, girl, you need me. You breathe me, believe me, to be your ritual. Riding in my drop top, you up in your crop top, shining while we running through the hood. I used to be the bully in your bedroom, fighting like we post to the shit that all your homegirls wish I would. I'm not gonna lie, you are my only. The center of my life
queen, I chose to have my kids. But you jumped ship on me. Now I'm mad as fucking all the shit that you did. I can only swallow my pride, except the fact that you lied. Pray to God that this is the end. Still so much on my chest, but where do I begin?
I wanna know,
what do you feel when he holds you? Does he caress you the same? When you get to the point of your climax, do you still call out my name?
What happened to our rituals?
Hiding the sheets, making love while your eyes on me.
What happened to our rituals?
Shoot him when he texts you, don't get it back till three.
What happened to our rituals?
Over and over and never tired of the same old thing.
You never leave me, girl, you need me. You bring me, believe me,
I still be your ritual. What do you get, what do you get? When you're still in love, but it ain't the same. A bed full of sweat, pounds of regret, and a finger pointed at who's to blame. How could you let, how could you let from the past try to crash our plane? And when you get away, yeah.
What happened to our rituals?
Hiding the sheets, making love while your eyes on me.
What happened to our rituals?
Shoot a morning text, you don't need it back till three.
What happened to our rituals?
Over and over and never tired of the same old thing.
You never leave me, girl, you need me. You bring me, believe me, I still be your ritual.
Giving you some new R&B from Mr. Antonio Rasmi Ramsey, and we want to give him a congratulations for releasing his EP called The Funk Trap, The Unveiling. And you know, he is celebrating, well, he celebrated the release of this EP in Los Angeles at Pips on La Brea on 1356 South La Brea Avenue in Los Angeles, California, celebrating the release of this EP, this single coming off of the EP, Rituals, coming off of his new EP, Funk Trap, The Unveiling. We celebrate Mr. Antonio Ramsey, and make sure you catch up with Mr. Antonio Ramsey and his music. Make sure you look for him on SoundCloud. Look for Rituals, A-R-R-I-T-U-A-L-S, Antonio Ramsey, Rituals. You can check out his video on YouTube called Rituals, and definitely check out another single that he has done called Trash, which is on his EP. You can check that out on SoundCloud as well. And, you know, Antonio Ramsey has opened shows and shared the stages with performers like Fantasia, Life Jennings, Anthony Hamilton, Bobby Brown, Vivian Green, Bobby V, and Chubb Rock. And it seems like this brother is taking off into the zenith. So make sure you support Mr. Antonio Ramsey. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And I'm going to leave you with this single from Mr. Rafael Sadiq, talking about Stone Rolling. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Backbone breaking, come on.
This girl of mine.
giving you some gritty soul from Mr. Rafael Sadiq. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And we're ending A Bowl of Soul, and I hope that you enjoyed listening to A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you follow me on my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you check out my webpage on Libsyn, abowlofsoul.com. And you can tune into A Bowl of Soul in the archives from the Progressive Radio Network as well. Just going, make sure you go to bowlofsoul.podbean.com. You can definitely download the show. You can download the shows from my website, abowlofsoul.com. And if you wish to catch up with Professor T. Love, you can email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And I hope y'all enjoyed the interviews that was done with Mike Bennett and the Soul Glow Orchestra in the previous podcast. And we're going to continue to do more interviews on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And if you're interested in sponsoring A Bowl of Soul, listen, we reach the world, baby. Not just the United States, but the entire world. If you wish to sponsor A Bowl of Soul, hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com, and I can give you the information on the demographics and who the audience reaches and what their interests and tastes are. This is Professor T. Love. Make sure you love people the way you wish to be loved. Make sure you treat people with fairness and justice. Keep your head up. And as you know, Election Day is going to be coming up soon. So, you know, you need to get on board and you need to vote. It is critical that you vote, and it's critical for you to have your say. God bless you. Have a great weekend, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.